It's one thing to say that students need to be in the classroom, but the question of how to bring them back in a safe environment can complicate matters, as we hear now from Edie Groves with the Virginia Public Access Project. In Fairfax, they're trying a different kind of classroom.
That's right. So there's a lot of anxiety, obviously, surrounding how students can safely return to school in the fall, how many days a week can they have in-person learning, and how much distance needs to remain between each student. And Hannah Nattinson at the Washington Post writes about a possible solution that's being tried in Fairfax County, and it's outdoor classrooms. Since the start of this academic year, Fairfax, which is the state's largest school system with 180,000 students, has been piloting outdoor learning at five of its schools, where they have these 20 by 30 foot white tents with detachable sides. And weather permitting, they let teachers bring their classes in there to learn.
In addition to the obvious pandemic-related advantages of being out in the fresh air, the story says the kids like it.
Educators basically are saying that kids, they prefer to be outside. They're happy outside. One of the schools in this pilot is Centerville Elementary School. And the principal of the school says the teachers feel a lot safer when it comes to, you know, not worrying about getting sick. And the kids are more focused because they're just happier.
And many of the teachers carry portable Wi-Fi hotspots with them outside, so online learners can participate as well. Edie, next we have an interesting story from Charlottesville. It involves incarcerated people and Russian literature.
Correct. So Brian McKenzie at the Daily Progress writes about a program that brings University of Virginia students and their Russian literature professor into the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail to meet weekly with inmates and discuss social justice and the meaning of life through Russian prose. The program is called Books Behind Bars, and it will launch at the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail in the fall. And apparently inmate students can even earn university course credit.
Edie, the professor, says one of the things he believes will make this program work is that inmates and college students have some circumstances in common.
So one of the people behind this venture is UVA professor Andrew Kaufman. He is a Russian literature professor. And he notes that college students and correctional students are both in these sort of transitional phases of life where they're asking all these big questions and trying to gain some new perspectives. And Russian literature, which is pretty weighty, is kind of a great medium to explore that. He emphasizes that it's not college students that are coming in and teaching to incarcerated students. It's students from both of those institutions kind of talking about life and literature while developing relationships and a sort of a community of learning where they're discussing sort of these fundamental human experiences. So that's part of why this Professor Kaufman has partnered with the jail superintendent, Martin Coomer, and the Charlottesville Commonwealth's attorney, Joe Platania, who said that he kind of sees this as part of a larger criminal justice reform effort at rehabilitating incarcerated individuals.
Professor Kaufman created Books Behind Bars more than a decade ago. It's been in use in the Richmond area since 2010. Edie Groves is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.